Yeah, on.
Yeah, good, thanks.
We, the hotel, outside of you, very tired. We agreed yesterday that we don't know them alone. We've interacted with this thing so often, I mean so long, so much in the past few days, that we're hoping that it's not going to be long. I know that, yes. But what members have before them is a draft budgetary review and recommendation report. What I am proposing, the introduction really just talks about why we are where we are in terms of the Act and what the Act talks to. Part A, in other words, the bottom part of page 2, all the way to the almost end of page 11, really is summarizing the annual report and those things. Really to summarizing it, and we know it inside out, we've done it ourselves. What I'm suggesting we do is to go to from page 11, because what Cindy and them attempted to do were to capture some of our observations out of all these hearings, and then on page 13 our recommendation. If really that's the matter that we would need to discuss. What has been our observations? If there are gaps in the observations, let's put them in. And obviously if you make an observation, there should be a recommendation I would imagine to put in. But everything from page 3 to page 11 at the bottom really is just capturing what is in the annual report and in the quarterly report. So those are really matters that maybe are for accuracy rather than for committees' views and opinions. So I'm suggesting that we start immediately with the observations. I mean, I know that we've all received this report right now. We've not had too much time. But we could go point for point under observations and then go through the recommendations, and maybe we'll be able to identify gaps. And we can come back and then deal with the introduction up to 1.7. That's my proposal. If there are other proposals, then members can... Is that fine? Happiness, thank you very much. If we can then go to page 11, which is titled Part C, and I think all we'll do is look at the observation and agree whether it's an accurate observation or not. Or if it's not an observation at all, we pick it and we move on to the next one type of thing. 4.1.1, the Auditor General's comment that had the DCS been audited in its predetermined service delivery objective, it would have received an adverse opinion is noted with concern. This assertion echoes the committee's own evaluation. I think that one is a fact. Auditor General said, hey, I got it. So that one, I think it's an observation we agree on. Observation 412. I don't know if I should be reading it or give members 3 minutes to read it and then people just indicate if they have a problem. Okay, so we'll give members just an opportunity to read it on their own and then to comment, and if there's an indication, we move to the next one. Happy to disappoint you as an observation. Thank you. 413. I think that'll be fine.
Yeah.
4.4. I mean 4.14. Happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. 415. I think I can agree with that one.
Yeah.
416. Happiness with that one, eh?
Yeah.
417. Happiness?
Yeah.
Lastly, 418. All right, are there any observations that might not have been captured that we want to discuss and have included? Even if it's just an idea, we'll find if it's got a home here or added. And if I can start, for instance, I think, and I'm not sure, Cindy, if you guys have put it in here, I think the lack of stability of senior leaders is a problem in my life. And this happened during this term of office. So the lack of stability due to suspension and that type of thing, I think we must put in as an observation that might be a contributing factor to the state of affairs. That's just the one that I've picked up as an observation over the past few interactions that we've had. I'm not sure if there are any other glaring observations that members would want to... Are we happy with that observation, by the way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are. So some of you guys will find a home for it. And obviously the recommendation then would be we want to see stability. And we want to see quick finalization in instances where there are suspensions. Those must be finalized as soon as possible. People must be taken out so that we can replace them, or they must be reinstated. Okay, so that will be the recommendation. Are there any other members? I mean, we've met with many people for the past couple of days. Is there even an idea that members will feel strongly we must include? Because this is, I think, should be able to influence whether we're going to fight with the budget going forward or not going forward. I know that on Tuesday it's about amendments only that Trabin is doing. It's not too much of change that we can do. But certainly the budget that comes next year, if we've made these observations in October and we see no improvement come January, then surely we should be saying we can't pass this budget because you are still not doing A, B, and C. So this will be step one towards us influencing the budget. Are there any observations that are outstanding? I don't know, when do we have to submit this from a time perspective? Tuesday. That's with the 80s. We don't have time. We can't even say members must go and think about it and come back. Unfortunately, the time is against us. Because they must then capture this, we'll adopt it with those changes, and hopefully that they will do it. I'm not sure if members have any other glaring observation that we'd want to put into our report that must be adopted by Parliament.
Are we going to talk about the recommendation?
Yes, yes. No, I'm saying we're doing this.
Okay.
And then we'll go to the recommendations just now. But I thought that if we do the observations, it will mean that it will inform our recommendations. So
Chair, I just want to point out, I don't know how we can capture this, and that is that the party said they've got a plan. I mean, this addresses particularly. Turnaround strategy, which, of which I said they must have requested that we request a copy of that paper plan. That that we take cognizance of this particular thing, this plan, as observation to monitor the implementation of.
Can we not put it as a recommendation?
Yeah, something to that effect.
Yeah, no, when we get the recommendation,
yeah,
we can put it in the time frame, yes,
yeah.
But I agree with you.
I don't know. There's this thing in my, the issue of time frame around anything that the department is doing. Can't we have a time frame if they are saying we're going to do such, like this? Can't we have time frame around anything? I don't know where.
Yeah, I think it's really.
Is it already captured in the recommendations? Or do you want us to put it into the recommendation?
I would suggest the data to the recommendation.
Okay. So we've got turnaround as a recommendation,
yeah,
we've got time frame as a recommendation.
Just to add to say, because they mentioned, because this is what I asked them during the interaction, whether they due date, and they said yes. So we didn't, I don't know whether we received a copy of that thing.
We haven't received it yet, but we can put it in here and still pursue it.
Okay.
So we'll factor that into our recommendation. Any more glaring observations? I have one, but I don't know if it's a recommendation or if we must put it both sides, although it's not from our oversight. I don't feel comfortable that the inspecting judge is independent enough because he depends on their talent. So we can put it as an observation, and then in a recommendation we'll find a way of. So I think part of the observation is that the independent oversight or whatever from the whatever that the work of the judge is hampered by his curtailed independence, and then we can put a recommendation as how do we see that going forward. Is that fair enough? I mean, all right. That will take us then to about 8. I don't think we should have 1,000 of them. I mean, just I don't know how many. So we've added how many recommendations? Two recommendations.
Yeah.
So that will take us to 9. To 10 recommendations. Can we leave them at that thing? All right, let's go to the recommendations, which should then talk to, in the first instance, to all our observations and beyond. Yes, sir.
Chair, can I just make a general point about the recommendations? I don't have a problem with them, and I think they're fine, and as you say, they mirror the observations that have been made. But in my view, there are two things that are lacking, perhaps. The first is that if we are making recommendations, I would agree with Connie that we need to put them on term. In other words, our recommendations ought to be time-bound and measurable. So we need to give them 6 months to get the act together or whatever the case might be, whichever is appropriate. Because the other point that I would make is that the recommendations are painstakingly polite to the department. I mean, considering what we are saying in terms of the observations, the recommendations are very tame. You know, they ought to do this, and they ought to do that, and they ought to do the next thing. I would like to see them beefed up by saying that, for example, if you take an internal audit committee, you know, that its internal audit capacity must be strengthened by June next year or whenever the case might be, and a report provided to this committee. And that takes on board Leonard's point.
No, I agree. They must be tougher, and they must have time frame so that we can monitor them against it. I think so. So as we go through them, if we take those considerations into account and beef it up accordingly. So the 4.2.1, how are we suggesting we incorporate time frame and strengthening the language of the rules? Is there any suggestions on that one?
All I would suggest, Chair, is at the end we say that the department must provide the committee with its Well, this really goes to the turnaround strategy, I think, this first point.
Right.
That it should provide the details of its turnaround strategy and progress towards achieving the goals of that strategy no later than, I don't know, February next year.
Yeah, because they said they've already done that with the AG. That's what they've made us believe. Yeah, maybe we should say that. They must give it us in writing by February. And I don't know if you've got the program for New Year, but I'm saying we must be in writing, and I think we would have to have a quarterly meeting with them where we put these things in place. Yeah. So they must give it us in writing in preparation for a quarterly meeting sometime in February, so that we face to face. So we have you that one. Oh, I beg your pardon. Patriotic. So, Cindy, you with us a little in terms of how we're going to beef it up. Okay, points 2, 4, 2, 2.
Not saying anything about the demand attention centers.
We are, but maybe I can whisper in your ear. It's not. We can put it in, but I mean it's unofficial now. But I did hear that there's a possible white paper that's coming to us shortly that's talking to exactly that. That's saying, for instance, things like how long people must be awaiting trial and that type of thing. So. I'm just saying it's not official, but maybe we can put it in here for the record, so that if they bring it, it's whatever the case may be.
We recommend that the white paper be under the
supervision. Yeah. Or an action plan to deal with these things.
Yeah.
Whether it's a white paper or a green paper or whatever, it's a different story. But we want to see them review the current status of our definition.
Yeah, maybe to require economically involved. Maybe I think on this matter, we need to make sure that if we are saying the head of the center must use their power to approve parole for eligible inmate serving sentence of 2 years or less. I'm not saying we must take it out, but we need to make sure that is this thing happening? How to monitor? Or maybe we can say the department must always bring us a report that is telling us that really this thing is happening. Maybe sort of statistics that shows that this year there were people that were arrested of 1 year and 2 years, but before 3 months these people were out.
I don't know how to put it, but something that is going to show us. The head, I would change it slightly, honourable members, and say heads of centres have the power, okay? Have the power to approve. And then instead of saying they must advocate it, then say to them they must provide us with what they've done, what all of them have done in that meeting of ours. Because if they've provided a null return, then it will tell us they're not doing anything. If they provided the return to tell us. Are you listening? So we're saying that they have that power, and in line with your first one in terms of time frame, that they must give us a written report of instances where this has taken place by region or by center or whatever the case might be.
Okay, you're saying when I take out this head of centers.
No, I'm saying heads of centers must use their powers. I'm saying it's a change to heads of centers have the power. Have the power to approve parole for eligible inmates serving less than 2 years, full stop. And then we will say a report detailing must be submitted to us and interrogated in your February timeframe. Happiness?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Point number three. You know, you know, that last sentence, the DCS must, as a matter of urgency, ensure that it's strengthened. You know, there are now 10 in, as opposed to 28 or something like that. They'll have 11 as opposed to 28, and we'll say it's strengthened. I would rather say there must be no vacancies. In other words, if they've got a staff complement of 13, whatever the figure might be, we must force them to have those 13 people that are in place, because they are 10 now. If they came when they're 15, they would say we've satisfied that recommendation. So mine is just saying that I think there's 28 posts that are there. We should force them to fill all 28 posts.
And those posts are funded already.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And you ask yourself, what are they doing with that much money if they could use a community.
So you'll put there that there must be no vacancies. Because anyway, they've spoken of, and these guys, they told us yesterday, going to put adverts in the paper tomorrow.
Yeah.
So they must, instead of advertising anything, they must focus on. So I think we must be saying to them, these posts must be first as a priority. But you'll take it. We want no vacancies. If there's vacancies, they'll have to explain to us why. Happiness with that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. Now we go to 424. All right. On that one, just to give background, and I don't think we gave them anything different, although I think somebody raised it. They said that they're going to employ 400 interns to do exactly this at 2 million rand. That's what they said. Now, maybe we should be putting them on terms on that. That if you're going to spend 4 million rand or whatever the case might be, then this job must be done, otherwise it's fruitless or wasteful or whatever. Because I'm saying as it is yesterday, they'll say, but why are you raising it? Because we've told you that we're going to employ interns. If we are agreeing that they're employing interns, we should be putting something that says, these interns better deliver. I don't know that March is enough time to do it, but certainly by March they must be able to tell us what is the percentage of work that these interns have done. Or alternatively, we must say these interns can't be there for longer than a year. I don't know. I don't know if they've given us time frames with the interns. They said it's a year. So they haven't appointed them yet. Shouldn't we then be saying these guys must start ASAP?
Yeah.
So that when they come to us in 6 months' time or 3 months, they should have done 50% of the work. I mean, we can measure it. If it's got a year, we can measure how much work they've done in that time. I don't know. I think we should be saying they must start.
Okay.
I know later than the 1st of January.
My concern with interns, it's good to have interns, but you can't spend totally on interns because they are
for
a certain time period. And this thing is a headache in the department. And then they mentioned in the annual report that these interns have been taken without any promises of permanent employment. So if they don't do their job and they leave, there's no accountability, you know, ownership, because they remain in the system. So they leave, and they leave behind a disastrous department, and we are going to face the same thing. I'm actually of the view the intern should be, because an intern is somebody who needs training in the process. And if there's not a fix, as you mentioned earlier on, one of the concerns is the top management sustainability, you know, that to have some sort of, what is the word you mentioned here? A stability. This department, I mean, it's millions of rand stuff which could not be accounted for. And in my view, I think here we should not refer to the interest only. Interest is just a supplementary, but a permanent, a good, equipped and competent structure.
I think you're right. I think what we would need to do, Cindy, is to, we should have picked it up as an observation, in fact, but we haven't done that. We were saying why do we welcome the initiative for interns. We want those interns' lives to be limited. However, the CFO, he's the ultimate responsible person. The CFO must come and give us a progress report of the sustainability of this project beyond the life of the intern. Happiness?
4.2.5. That really belongs to 4.2.1. 4.2.1. When I read this thing yesterday, you know, they contradicted themselves. And sometimes a certain of them doesn't know really what they are doing with you too. Because then they say to us what needs to be done. And then they just contradict them, you know, a couple of sentences onwards. But it's not been done. And we didn't hear. What is the point of point of those?
No, I agree.
You understand? I don't know. And no consequences.
Oh, maybe you should add that. I mean, Cindy, well, I don't know if you changed point one. What was our suggestion on point one? The details are no later than February. I think then to capture everything else, so those details of the turnaround should include the performance indicators.
All this.
And sanctions for not meeting them, then it will deal with your one. So that turnaround strategy must give us the performance indicators and sanctions. Performance indicators, responsible person, and sanctions if they don't meet them. Okay. So then we must know that this is a HR matter or it's a regional manager matter and so on. And then you can combine 4.2 and 4.1. Mm-hmm. All right? No, 4.2.1 and 4.2.5. I'm saying it becomes one here. 4.2.6.
That's for the real problem.
No, I think you're right. That's the message that we've been sending. So, yeah, I think what we're going to have to say, Cindy, is that over and above what you're saying here, is that commitment to addressing this must be reflected in the budget allocations for 2010-2011. Because we are making it as a recommendation, if it doesn't deal with it, you'll fight with it tomorrow. So I think you just need to add that commitment to addressing this recommendation must reflect itself in the budget allocation, so the budget split. And then we need to put one for inspecting data, I suppose, isn't it? We all agree that inspecting data is really a toothless somebody as it stands currently. So how do we make him more, have more teeth? Mm-hmm. What are we saying?
Yeah. Okay.
I just want to clarify correction. So there is a development and corrections program. What is corrections program? Can somebody clarify?
You mean what is the major job that corrections do? Is that not the one that the sentence plans and that type of thing? So it's moving away from locking them up. It's security and facilities that lock people up, if you call it that way. This one is more about fixing up for beyond. Because without a sentence plan, you can't do anything. So this one deals with those things. You happy?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are we saying about the inspecting judge? How do we strengthen his hand in terms of independence? I know he always complains that he has a budget of 0.5% for taxes.
My proposal is that, okay, now I don't know whether you people did this exercise or not. Before we make recommendations on behalf of the inspecting judge, I think we should have a session where we interrogate the inspecting judge.
We've got something planned for that.
Yeah, and then we will have some idea of what is needed, you know, and to say that otherwise we might forward my recommendations which might not be really assisting him or her, whoever is going to be in that position.
But can we not make an observation that the department must review with the aim of strengthening?
Yeah.
I mean, you would know from working on public accounts that one of the ways in which you enhance the independence of the institution is to make them getting its own budget.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be the way that I would deal with this thing on a sustained long-term basis, is to say that they need to get a separate budget, and that budget needs to be sufficient for them to do the job that they need to do.
Yeah. And so, no, I agree with you, Mr. The department must look at possibilities, I mean, moving towards an independent to be financially independent, and whatever else. So when we say they need teeth, we're talking about their financial independence and sufficient funding. The department must look at that and come back to us and tell us how far they've got in that regard. Is there any? We've spoken about recommendations in terms of stability of senior management. So there's just.
Just
what recommendations do you
have? Yeah, just on what Member Sial said about this budget split and stuff, does it need a policy review or an act of review in the act?
Yeah, because I think currently it's in the act that the minister and so on. So we'll have to when we get to the review, which I think is happening anyway, or the plan that there will be those things coming.
Okay.
So when that happens,
I was just thinking about it.
So it's not impossible.
Yeah.
When we get to that stage, we'll consider it at the time. Yeah. But we'll have to change the act. Like, what is our recommendations? We're saying that we are worried about the instability of senior management as an observation, and that it contributes to this thing. Do we have a recommendation to this? Well, maybe you did. 4.2.5. Yeah. No, it's fine. You know, I mean, I think the other message that we must send is, yeah, you're saying senior management leadership challenges. I think that's fine. But I think the message that we're wanting to send is that you can't have a department that has 5 DGs in 5 years, type of thing. So, while it's a challenge, but the high turnaround of DGs and senior staff is the contributing factor to this thing. So somehow you must just say that the high, the extraordinary high turnaround of senior management and commissioners. They must find a way of stopping that thing. I mean, that's our recommendation. Hopefully this guy will be there for the next 5 years, but we can't have a situation next year that he's gone. So that's around that. I don't know if there's any other matter that, even if it's not part here, but that we'd want to put in our report. There's many of them, but throw them on the table. If you're not confident, we will argue
them.
You said yesterday to him, your head is going to roll, so he's going to jump before you get it.
So we've dealt with the assets, which was the Auditor General's problem. We've dealt with the... the Auditor General says it would be an adverse report because they don't have... But that will be the turnaround strategy, I would imagine. We'll cover those type of things. All right. And we've spoken about the budget realignment, which has been a sore point in our lives. We've spoken about overcrowding. We've spoken about parolism. At least a small parole. Okay. Is there nothing else?
No.
And then, Paul, do you want to take us through page one? I don't know if there's anything on page one that will embarrass us. When I say page one, I'm saying paragraph one. Are you happy that 1.1 to 1.7 won't embarrass us if it gets the ATC? Yeah, because you don't want it to get to the ATC and people say, how does the committee make such a glaring mistake? I don't know if people want to read through it quickly or have read through it. You happy, Mr. Self? No, if Mr. Self is happy with it, then I don't think it's anything will slip through. I just don't want it to appear. But what I did say... But what I did say to Cindy then, that we must just change the design, that we will leave the introduction, and instead of dealing with the... with the summarizing of the annual report, we will do the two points that we've made, in other words, the observations and the recommendations immediately afterwards, and then the summarizing of it can be the last part of it, yeah. So if they want to understand why we're doing this, they can go and read the other thing. I'm scared that they will read all this other thing, and by the time they get to recommendations, it will have lost. Yeah. So recommendations, observations, recommendations, and then we do your part A. So your part A will then become part C. Do we have a quorum today? We have a quorum. So I want to put the entire report with the amendment for formal adoption by this committee. Anybody want to propose to adopt it? Thank you very much, Cindy. Duly adopted. If you, by when do you think you're going to have this thing? Just now. Can we ask Cindy to email it to all of us?
Sure. I'm sure there's not a problem, but it hasn't been to our corpus yet, so we're going to have to abstain just until such time as we can lay it before them. But
okay, but yeah, I would imagine that all of us that would apply in terms of having to sell it to caucus. But from a parliamentary point of view, we're happy. I think our understanding should be we'll adopt it, but if you came back with something from your caucus that you felt we must discuss it, we'll be open enough to discuss it and play with your family. Is that okay? So it's been adopted, but it will be a living document. We will also take it and sell it and so will come. So once Cindy has made the changes, if you can send it to one or two of us just to do a quality assurance that those changes are in fact what we've understood. I don't know who's going to have access to his email tonight, but no, you will submit to the Monday.
Starting on Tuesday.
No, by Tuesday it must be at the ATC. So you... When will you tell it? End of the day tomorrow. No. Okay, once you make the changes, we'll endeavor to look at it overnight, but by tomorrow lunchtime, if none of us has come with any proposed amendments, whatever you've done, take it as agreed by all of us. So if members want to change this in terms of anything, you will then have until lunchtime tomorrow to indicate to them.
Okay.
Thanks.
before you...
Thank us. I think there's, in my view, one issue outstanding. And that is that over the three sessions which we had with the DCS, we heard about the commitment of the national commissioner. But it's important that you got also the political undertaking, political aid undertaking to turn around this particular issue. Because it might happen that the political aid, the minister, might have a different view than whatever. So I was just thinking, will we have an opportunity also to interact, to hear the view of the minister on this particular issue, or what is the situation? I don't know how you people are there. I'm taking it from the position where I come from, that there must be synergy between the political aid and the operational aid about the issues which is going to assist them. We as the committee to do the job.
I think you're right, sir. Just before we went on recess, or not before we went on recess, round about August, the minister asked for an audience to come and present a performance agreement. It never happened for various reasons. They have now signed it. I had an interaction with the minister early this week, where she again asked for that opportunity. So I think we need to give her as soon as possible a slot to come and discuss with us performance agreement. And when she discusses that performance agreement, if it doesn't talk to these things, it's our opportunity to say, your department is saying X, you are saying Y, you're never going to meet your agreement because the department is giving us something like that. So, and Mamelo is here, so she knows that the minister has asked for that slot. So, ASAP. Hopefully before we go on recess, before we close. Have you already started this?
No, I haven't. Okay.
Yes, no, we just say that, yes. On the 17th of November, we are calling the department for their normal quarterly report, so the National Commissioner will be here. On that same day, hopefully, it's a Wednesday. We know that Wednesdays are normally cabinet day, but Mamelo, can you...
I'll confirm that with Chairperson.
Our only slot that we have to accommodate the minister would be the 17th. Okay, where she can come and present her views around her performance. Because we then can marry the performance to our report to what the DG has said.
Chairperson, if I would ask you to, I'll communicate with Cindy, because I'm not sure exactly when cabinet sits on Wednesday in the morning. So if it's the Wednesday of cabinet, I'm not sure how are we going to manage it.
The next
cabinet is next week, and then alternate week.
Public works is the next Wednesday.
Cabinet is next week. It jumps the other week.
Okay. Either the 17th or the 10th, because the 10th we were going to have an interaction with the parole, the NCCS.
Oh, okay.
So I'm saying, whether it's the NCCS, because they're brand new,
uh-huh,
the minister would be interested to be there,
yeah,
or whether it's the department's annual report,
mm-hmm,
I mean a quarterly report, the minister will be there.
Okay.
So there's two slots. The 10th or the 17th, if you can indicate to Cindy, ASAP, which one the minister prefers, and then we'll slot it. So that will then. So it gives us about 3 weeks before we can interact with the minister here. Be happy, sir. Alright, if that is it, our report has been adopted. The meeting is duly adjourned, and we meet again on Wednesday. Yeah. At 10 o'clock, Wednesday?
No.
Okay, fine. But we meet Wednesday morning, eh? Thank you very much, Cindy. Thank you for...